Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And what a perfect opening for our guest this half hour. Michael Menzies is our back, Wilkes. Mike is an original founding member of our show and of our brain trust. He's the president and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust, which makes him automatically, before I even met him, he made him one of my favorite people, because he runs an independent community bank, the most important partner any small business ever had. And he's a leader in that industry. He's past chairman of the ICBA, the National Organization of Independent Community Banks. And he's our good friend, Mike Menzies. Welcome back.
James, thank you. Golly, I'm so flattered. I might run for a political office.
Well, it's good to have you back, Mike, as always. And whenever you run, you let me know. I'll vote for you. Even if I'm not in your district, I'll come vote over there. You know, they can do that in Chicago. I guess I can do it over there in Eastern Maryland. Hey Mike. Yeah. Recently, the Federal Reserve Board took some new steps that is tantamount to QE3, quantitative easing 3. They did the first round of quantitative easing. It probably helped a little bit. They did the second round of injecting liquidity into the economy. I don't think it helped at all. What's the third? What's QE3 going to do? Tell us what it's about and what is it going to do?
Well, I can tell you what it's about. The Federal Reserve has elected to purchase large quantities, something on the magnitude of $40 billion a month.
Indefinitely.
Mortgage-backed securities for an extended period, undefined extended period of time, and they've pretty much indicated they intend to hold interest rates low through 2014, maybe 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And the logic, very simply, is that by pushing interest rates lower, by putting more liquidity into the economy, the logic is that because there'll be more money out there and more banks chasing loans, that it will cause people to borrow and it will cause people to take risk, cause people to invest in the equities market,
mm-hmm.
and in doing so, re-energize the economy. And the $64 trillion question is whether it will work or not. And the other side of that question is, if it doesn't work, then how does the Federal Reserve back out of its current $3-plus trillion position in assets that it's bought,
right,
to in part save Wall Street and in part liquefy the economy?
How do they unwind this thing? But see, in no part of what you just described did I hear anything about helping Main Street small businesses.
Well, I for one, just don't believe it will have any impact on small business.
But it's going to help Wall Street.
Absolutely. And with that said,
pardon me, Mike. Let me stop for a second.
Yeah.
It's not going to help small business. You and I agree on that. It's going to help big businesses, Wall Street, I should say. We all agree on that. But when it unwinds and it all goes bad, as it did in 2008, it will hurt small business. Now, this is the problem I've got with this relationship between the Fed and Wall Street and Washington.
Well, I'm certain the Fed would not agree with you on that, but I'm inclined to believe that small businesses are not struggling because they can't find low-interest loans.
That's right.
That's kind of not the issue.
That's right.
The issue is lots of uncertainty, in part because of extraordinary regulatory burden.
That's right. And taxes. What's going to happen with taxes?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no doubt about it. Now, you know, we could be on the edge of an enormous recession, because you probably heard that Goldman Sachs is laying off 100 partners. And, I mean, that in and of itself could bring the economy to its knees. What are those poor guys going to do?
Well, you've heard my you've heard my opener where I say the poor banker, you know, he's going to have to go to the north of France, not the south of France.
No, that's exactly right.
Poor guy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the Fed continues to deal with this. As you've probably heard, there is some dissent now among members of the Fed as to whether this does or doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I think it's a setting up for a dangerous scenario that going out is not going to help small business. Coming back at us is going to hurt small business. And folks, you need to be paying attention to this. This is really an important point, and it all connects back, in my opinion, it all connects back to politics. 2010, right back with Mike Menzies. We're going to talk some more about the future of small business and the future of small business banks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And you know that Volkswagen is ready to fly, because it's almost Saturday night. Bye-bye tomorrow. Joe's gone to the rodeo, and you know some good old boys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.